Any questions?
Hey, Sam Roberts, Bandits, hey. Joe Chisholm from IndyCan
Radio.
How
you doing, Joe?
By the way, I didn't get a chance to talk to you after at Hillside. That was a great show. Really enjoyed it. Really kicked. Two quick questions. One, playing with 5440, you seem to know all the chords.
Yes.
Tell me about your experience with 5440 as a music fan and then playing on the stage.
Last night was, you know, being a part of the Junos is pretty out there as an experience anyway. But getting up on stage with 5440 last night was probably one of the highlights of my musical career, and certainly one of the most unlikely scenarios that I could ever have imagined back in the day. To see some of, you know, the people that we grew up listening to playing, and then have an opportunity to get up there and hack my way through one of their songs. Luckily, I think the sound engineer had me really low in the mix. But it was a good moment, and on their home turf at the Commodore, which is, I still think, the best venue in Canada, it was a real treat for me. Yeah, well, I don't know. I look down at my guitar sometimes, and I was wondering what song I was playing. But anyway, that's another story. We don't need to get technical here, you know.
All right. Hey, guys. Jordy Ack from Pulse Niagara, St. Catharines, Ontario. How important is facial hair to Canadian rock and roll?
Extremely important, apparently. I think if you look through the room tonight, you can see that it was the one common... It's hard to link people across... How many thousands of kilometers, you know? So you have to sort of dig deep sometimes to find those common threads. And I think maybe facial hair, as perhaps at the beginning a response to the elements, but certainly over time, a fashion statement is one of the unifying themes in Canadian culture, absolutely. So, and we are... clearly no exception to the rule. Although this is, we've tamed it down for you guys, you know. We were getting a lot of complaints. Yeah, exactly. This is cleaned up, Sam Roberts Band here. This is not, I don't know if you've looked a couple of years back when the Wookiees used to come in and frightening little children left and right. But no, we've reined it in. But.
Hi, Sam Roberts. Hi. My name's Mona Menster from BCIT Magazine. I just wanted to ask you guys how important it is for you to be distinguished as Canadians when you're touring internationally.
We do tour internationally. We're on a U.S. tour at the moment. We've been over to Europe. But by far, the lion's share of our touring experience is here in Canada. And this last tour took us through all 10 provinces, even up to our first territory, the Yukon. We played there last year. And not just the major cities, but we play in, you know, Belleville, Ontario. And I think that if we didn't have a connection with Canadian people and Canadian music fans, we wouldn't have a career at all. So it's our lifeblood, you know, beyond being inspired by your fellow countrymen. This is our bread and butter in Canada. And... I just know that we probably wouldn't exist to this day without it. So,
hi, yes, guys.
Sir. Hi.
Congratulations on the Juno Grant.
Thank
Lawrence
you very much, Grant.
From CBC Radio 3.
Nice tan, by the way, from Austin.
You but, too. You look great. You guys all look great tonight, and I have to ask about the poncho. Is this?
I'm going to let James take the floor.
James, is that Clint Eastwood inspired?
I guess so. I've always wanted to have... I tried to bring some guns in, but I wasn't allowed. But something like that. I don't know. It's time to take a poncho back. I figured nobody would be wearing one, so I'd probably stick out, right?
It looked great.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. Kaya Hi. Fraser from Canadian Teen Girl.
How do you...
Oh, hey, yeah. Uh-huh.
This could get dangerous.
Yeah. As a fellow Montrealer, I have to give you an extra special congratulations. And, you know...
Merci.
De rien. And the Montrealers are representing quite well at this Juno Awards. Tell us a bit about what's going on there these days. People are talking about that scene. What do you think?
Well, it's hard to say why it took so long for people to recognize that Montreal had something to say when it came to making music. And certainly last night with the Stills taking home two awards, I thought Tim's acceptance speech for the new group of the year was one of the funniest things I've ever heard, them having been sweating it out for over a decade now playing music. But I think the city itself is like a sixth member of the band, you know? It's a place where if you decide to make music for a living at the age of 18, 19, nobody bats an eyelid. There's not this sort of, join the real world, this is a pipe dream. You never really hear all that much of that in Montreal. It's seen as a legitimate way to pursue whatever it is that you're trying to get out of life. And I think that having that kind of support, having that kind of help when you are essentially trying to do the impossible, it goes a long way. So again, I don't think it's any real mystery. And if anybody's been to Montreal before, they know. There's a spirit to that city that finds its way into everything. And obviously music is no exception. So. Yeah, well, it's...